This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said this is the era of silicon diplomacy and India will take every step to become the semiconductor powerhouse. He said the government is focusing on increasing the number of chip production in the country to equip every device with Indian-made chips. The Prime Minister was speaking after inaugurating Semicon India 2024 in Greater Noida today. During his address, the Prime Minister highlighted the various initiatives taken to boost the electronics and semiconductor industry in the country. He said the government has set a target to make the country's electronics sector a $500 billion worth industry by the end of this decade. He said this will create 60 lakh jobs.
भारत में सेमीकंडक्टर मैन्युफैक्चरिंग फैसिलिटी लगाने के लिए 50% सपोर्ट भारत सरकार दे रही है। राज्य सरकारें भी अपने स्तर पर और मदद कर रही। भारत की नीतियों के कारण ही बहुत कम समय में 1.5 ट्रिलियन रुपीज से ज्यादा के इन्वेस्टमेंट इस क्षेत्र में भारत में हो चुके हैं। टेक्नोलॉजी के साथ जब डेमोक्रेटिक वैल्यूज जुड़ जाती है तो टेक्नोलॉजी की पॉजिटिव एनर्जी बढ़ जाती है।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that climate change and energy transitions are global concerns and international partnership is critical for promoting the impact of green hydrogen on decarbonization. Addressing the International Conference on Green Hydrogen virtually today, the Prime Minister highlighted that scaling up production, minimizing costs and building infrastructure can progress faster through cooperation. Union Minister for Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying, Rajiv Ranjan Singh, has launched the Pradhan Mantri Matsya Kisan Samriddhi Sahayojna in New Delhi today. Addressing the gathering on the 4th anniversary of Pradhan Mantri Matsya Sampada Yojana, Mr. Ranjan appealed to all states and union territories to come together and ask as many fishermen as possible to join this digital platform to make the fisheries sector an organized sector. Mr. Ranjan lauded the efforts of Prime Minister Narendra Modi in the fisheries sector, stating that the sector has witnessed development in infrastructure, technology and production under his leadership. As Haryana gears up for the upcoming assembly elections, political parties are in full swing preparing for the high-stakes contest. The state will go to the polls on the 5th of October to elect members for the 90-seat assembly. The last date for filing nominations is tomorrow, with scrutiny scheduled for September the 13th. Candidates can withdraw their nominations by 16th September, while the counting of votes will take place on October the 8th. A Delhi court today extended the judicial custody of Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party AAP National Convener Arvind Kejriwal till the 25th of this month in connection with the alleged liquor policy scam. Chief Minister Kejriwal was produced before the Rouse Avenue Court through video conferencing from Tihar Jail in the national capital upon the expiry of the previously granted judicial custody. Taking cognizance of the charge sheet filed by the Central Bureau of Investigation, Special Judge Kaveri Baveja of the Rouse Avenue Court had issued a production warrant last week for Chief Minister Kejriwal on the 11th of September. The centre has extended the ban on pro-Khalistani fringe group Sikhs for Justice by another 5 years. The action has been taken under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. According to the government notification, the organisation has been indulging in activities which are prejudicial to the integrity and security of the country. Sikhs for Justice is a US-based group run by Gurpatwant Singh Pannu, who was declared a designated individual terrorist by India. The NIA has registered many cases against Sikhs for Justice and Pannu. The centre had banned the organisation in 2019. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar congratulated Maria Stenergard for her appointment as the Foreign Minister of Sweden. In his message, Dr. Jaishankar said he looks forward to working together closely to advance India-Sweden partnership. In hockey, defending champions India qualified for the semi-final of the Men's Asian Champions Trophy tournament after thrashing Malaysia 8-1 in the round-robin stage at Ulan Buir in China this afternoon. And with that, we end this news bulletin.